We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Food Stuffs at 8:05 with me, Tim Convey. Food Stuffs brought to you by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. All the locations doing contact-free curbside carryout as well as delivery. Saltandsmokestl.com. We're also on Instagram Live right now at the Wake Up Y98. You can see my cool baseball jersey. It's worth it. At the Wake Up Y98. Follow us on Instagram. Well, you don't think it's cool?
I can't really see it. I don't even see the bottom of the V. What is it, that sounds jersey?
Oh, that sounds jersey? Like you're sick of seeing it? Yeah. Jen's over there mocking me. Meanwhile, here I am trying to help local businesses. Want to give you guys some updates on some places that are reopening or doing new things. Blues City Deli has reopened for takeout over in Benton Park.
Yes.
Order in person only from 10:30 a.m. to 3 p.m., but get online. Bait has returned for curbside pickup. 4239 Lindell. Original J's Tex-Mex Barbecue, Forsyth in U-City. Order online or by phone, noon to 7, Wednesday through Sunday. Charred Crust, takeout and curbside pickup. It's over in Clayton. iFratellini, curbside pickup.
Ooh.
Can't beat that. They do something called the Italian Picnic.
Ooh, I want the Italian Picnic.
Well.
I think that their sister restaurant, Bar La Frere, has the French Picnic that you can do with lots of cheeses and French stuff.
Jesus, Kevin. the Fountain on Locust holding a curbside pop-up featuring Cuban sandwiches and their dill pickle soup from 2 to 6 Friday, 3037 Locust Street. Online pre-ordering what they're encouraging you to do.
Can I add to your tally there?
I would love it, Lance. I'd absolutely thank you for contributing instead of taking away.
Sure. I like the jersey too, by the way. Thanks, Bob. We went Wednesday night. I think that was the first night that Juniper is doing patio dining in the West End over at, what is that, Sarah and Lindell, I think, is the intersection in the West End.
Right off of Forest Park Parkway, right?
Yeah, just a little bit north of the parkway. I think Wednesday night was their first night that they were doing the patio dining, and it was great.
Nice. Juniper. All right, yeah, so check all those places out this weekend. Do some supporting local.
That note, too, Tim, sorry to interrupt, but the east side, the Illinois Alton and Grafton, a lot of their businesses are open as well, again, for the outdoor eating. Because we're in the phase 3, and phase 3 starts today in some places. So,
oh yeah, I think I
just
got a
general notification.
Yeah.
Aries Winery sent out a press release that Aries Winery and Grafton Sky Tour reopen today. Outdoor seating, limited menu, and live music.
Yes, and the Grafton loading dock is also open today.
Do you get paid by the loading dock?
No, but I went to school with one of the owners, so I feel a camaraderie.
Free fries. Kevin, anybody milling around the office you can see in the hallway, see if they want to come in and plug a local place?
Or nope.
Should I get on with Food Stuffs, for God's sake? Come on, there's people listening in Brazil. Can we? All right. I've been sharing these TikTok hacks, seafood secrets, what have you, in the
milking
last few
cucumbers,
weeks.
Right?
all the stuff that's coming out, it's been crazy. The way you you pack up your cereal box, all sorts of interesting things. This one also cereal. The internet, TikTok specifically, claims that your cereal is better if you put it in the freezer before adding milk.
What?
Really?
I know. A bunch of people posting videos. Somebody on BuzzFeed even tried it, but they say it really does make a difference. It's almost like you haven't properly had cereal until you've put a bowl in the freezer. It's not clear how long you're supposed to leave it in there. This gal did it for an hour and said it worked with Cheerios and Honey Bunches of Oats. The main drawback is it turns a bowl of cereal into an hour-long process. So literally, if you're like, oh, I might want some cereal in an hour, you throw it in a bowl, not the box. You throw the bowl in the freezer, and then you add the milk. I freeze, like, all types of candy. I'm into freezing all kinds of things. So this is
Girl Scout Thin Mints. Those are good.
Ooh, oh, frozen. Yes. Only frozen.
And a whole new meaning to Frosted Flakes.
Oh. I see what you did. I enjoy it. We talked earlier.
I like it.
We talked earlier about how champagne sales are down because people aren't celebrating so much. You want to know something else that's down in the food world because of social distancing?
What?
Gum. Mints. Sales are way down.
Really?
Makes sense.
Part of it is you don't have people traipsing around retail as much as you did, so it's going to be down for that reason. But guess what? People aren't as concerned about their breath because they're home alone or they're just with their loved ones, and that's it. And your loved ones love you regardless of the way your breath smells. But we're talking about a drop between 40 and 50%.
Whoa.
Well, yeah, especially if you're out and wearing a mask. The mask blocks any sort of bad breath.
Jen, I'm glad you brought that up.
It's coming back at you.
Exactly. I'm glad you guys brought that up because they're way ahead of you. Hershey's, who I didn't realize it, but they own icebreakers.
Oh, really?
Well, they just launched an ad that encourages people to pop a mint before putting on their face mask. It says, because mask breath is a real thing.
That is smart marketing right there.
Yeah. I know what they're doing over at Hershey. Not just chocolate over there, guys. anyway, so those sales are way down. So support your local mint maker and buy some mints as well. All right, save this one for last. Lance, this is for you. Necco candies are returning to stores after a two-year hiatus.
Yes! Mark this date down, Lance. It's a big day for you.
I know. It's not a candy I eat all the time, but every now and then when I happen to see them, it's like, yeah, okay. And Jen brought back, what was that you brought back from Florida? Was it like tropical Necco wafers?
Tropical Necco wafers.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'm sure you've been seeing a lot of kids drawing with chalk outside, and you've been craving Necco wafers even more.
Wow.
I have been tempted to, kind of check out the sidewalk and say, is this chalk or is this a Necco wafer?
Jen just taking the wind out of everybody's sails today. It's Friday. She's like, I'll make my fast getaway. It's not a big deal. Well, Lance, they're back. I don't care what Jen says. I'm happy for you, pal. We're talking about the round candies that come in eight flavors. Lemon, orange, clove, cinnamon, wintergreen, licorice, and chocolate. All right, I'm with Jen. That sounds gross.
clove.
I love clove candy on occasion.
All the new ones, because the company changed hands, they're designed to identically match the original iterations. But the chocolate ones, it's a richer cocoa taste in the chocolate ones. Can you handle it, Lance?
Okay. Well, I'm sorry, what did you say, Tim?
Are you okay with the new chocolate taste?
Yeah, chocolate was never my favorite of the bunch. So, I mean, actually, if it's richer, it might, to my mind, be a little better. So, I'm in. I'll try it.
They'll be in the major drugstores in June and then everywhere else by July. But we're talking, CVS, Big Lots, Dollar General, Food Lion, Kroger, Walgreens, and more.
Yeah, usually Necco wafers were either a Walgreens or a Dollar General impulse buy for me.
Yep. Well, they'll be back, so get ready. That 25 pounds you lost, it's coming back. One Necco wafer at a time.
It's coming back already. Doesn't need Necco wafer help.
That's Foodstuffs. If you missed anything, check out the podcast, Y98.com, or wherever you get your podcast, just look for The Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Foodstuffs!
Your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. A beautiful sunny weekend in the 70s for the next few days. We might be close to the 90s by next Tuesday. But right now, it's 66. Lance Hildebrand has a look at traffic.
Let's find out exactly how itchy the trigger finger is for our own Kevin Berghoff. Thanks to Gordon for the tweet at Y98 Lance. You can tweet at me, follow me there. Do it while not driving. Mattress reported northbound 270. This is before Doherty Ferry, says Gordon. So it's time to update the tally.
We've got ladders on the highway, mattresses on the road. Lance, what's the tally? Better check the tote board.
70 northbound near Doherty Ferry that Gordon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.